You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello and welcome to episode 22 of Drunken Confessions. So how is everybody tonight?
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Amy's hungover.
I'm okay.
Did I throw you under the bus?
You totally did.
Well, that's because you're so quiet.
I know. I was working up to it. You don't need to call me out.
Well, no, because people have to know why you're so quiet. Because it's not normal.
Okay. It's not normal.
All right. So Amy's still hungover. I don't know. I don't know normal. I don't do normal.
And Stephanie's out sick.
Yes. Our head engineer is out sick. But we still have you and me.
And we got Dave.
And we got Dave and Jeremy. The husband.
That's right.
Amy's husband.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm just really shocked we're already on episode 22. I was thinking about that today. I was thinking, wow, I should mute my phone. I was thinking that, you know, it's pretty awesome that we've been able to do this for 22 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive. I mean, I don't usually have that staying power.
No, like I said, it's what is it? I was just talking to somebody about this last night. 65% of all podcasts that launch never even make it to episode 10.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Good to know. Right. Look at us in the Woo-hoo. High percentage.
You yeah. Girl.
All right. Winners.
See, we freaking rock.
Sure. Let's go with that.
We do. Come on now. And, of course, we are here at Podcast Detroit.
Yeah, proud of Detroit Shipping Company.
There you go.
Well, you guys, I got to tell you, you are so happy you were not here last night. Oh,
with the dogs?
Dude, there had to be, it was like hipster effing central in here.
No.
It was beards and vapes and dogs and scooters and IPAs everywhere and just, Jesus, tap dancing Christ. And it was packed. It was like just and it was like, thank God we have the mics we do, because there were like 10 people with dogs parked right there along the railing right outside the studio, and they were all just losing their shit. And so I can't remember if I shot the meme into the group or not.
The people or the dogs?
Little column A, little column B, because I just came to the conclusion: girls that are looking for an excuse to be sluts, and owners of overly aggressive dogs have one thing in common, and that's, oh my God, this never happens, because the dogs were just shitheads to each other and just barking and losing their minds, and I'm like, why? Like, you know your dog's an asshole. Why do you bring your dog to a place where it's gonna?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love my dogs to death, but I don't think I'd ever bring them.
I think your dogs would be fine with other dogs.
Oh, there had to be Toby like 50 like, here. It was
Toby
crazy.
Would try and eat other people.
And there were dogs and there were big
dogs.
It's
kind of backwards, actually.
It's opposite in public.
Toby's really? The asshole, but he's cool in public. But where Bailey's
just at your house that he wants
just
to kill
really
people?
Soft yeah. and mellow, but she's a bitch in public.
You take him to the park and...
That's me. You describe me, too. I have a lot in common with Bailey.
Oh, wow. I can't even.
Oh, you can't finish your sentence now?
No.
Did that throw you off?
Yeah, you threw me off, but that's fine.
That is fine. So tonight's topic, Amy's actually the expert on this one. She did all the work.
I wouldn't say expert, but because this week is the first week of fall.
Woohoo! And so, almost into October.
And that means Halloween.
And Amy cannot control herself.
Oh, no, my house is
Halloween
already decorated for Halloween.
Yeah.
It has been for like a week
Halloween.
And a half.
I was actually thinking about this today, and I think this should be the rule. You should not be allowed to start decorating for a holiday until you can buy milk with the expiration date in the month of that holiday.
Oh, no, that's not long enough for Halloween.
That does. No, in the month of.
Yeah, so like right now, you can buy milk with expiration dates in October.
Yeah.
Halloween, you know, Halloween, you're good.
Oh, but Amy decorated 2 weeks ago.
Oh. It was something. I had my niece for the weekend. She wanted to do it. I was
it, Amy. You wanted to decorate, so you invited her over as an excuse.
Oh, it went.
And one can rationalize whoever one needs to.
Hey, I can justify my drinking. You can justify your decorating.
Did you change careers this week and become a bus driver?
Oh, beep, beep.
Burn.
Oh, and on that note. I think we should do our first drunken confession. What do y'all think?
Sure, we can possibly go wrong.
Actually, I picked some lame ones, so.
Mm.
What do you mean? Mm. Like, Dave going, no surprise.
Yeah, are they ours or Dave's?
They're ours.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you guys get for letting me have the box. Anyway, first
that's
one.
That's what he said.
Ba-dum-bump. What is going to be on your tombstone?
No. Oh.
I told you I wasn't feeling good.
I like that.
What's your answer?
Mine?
You read it, yeah.
Yeah. Mine is, well, that didn't go as planned. Because that's exactly how I'm going to die. I know it. To be like, that didn't go as planned.
I don't know. The only thing I can think of is she was loved.
Wow.
I know. It's kind of lame.
No, it's not kind of lame. It's extremely lame.
I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that mean? Or was it just
she
honest?
Died trying to hide Cass's body.
No, that's we're going to hide the body together. I had many a dream about that. So, anyway,
husband
Jeremy, what's going to be on your tombstone?
Probably something like "Here lies Jeremy, who knew how to fix everything but got paid for nothing."
Underappreciated.
What was the old IT toast? It was, "We the willing, led by the unknowing, are doing the impossible for the ungrateful. We have done so much with so little for so long. We are now capable of doing everything with nothing."
Well, talk shit. About some truth.
Why didn't you do our toast tonight with that?
I don't know. It just came to mind when he said that.
How does that, like, a paragraph just come to mind?
Have you met me?
Have you seen my
brain?
I actually have.
Actually, that should be my tombstone. Random synaptic misfire.
I agree.
All right. So let's do our first cheers for the night.
Yeah. Here's to
Stephanie, who we are already missing.
Out with a migraine.
Yeah. We hope you feel better, Stephanie.
It was your fault, Amy.
Pour one out for the homies.
Oh, and so saying that, before we get into the urban legends that Amy's going to talk about tonight, we are going live this Saturday from the Kink Ball. I am so excited for this.
Oh, that's right. That's Saturday.
That's this Saturday. It's like 3 days from now. So I'm extremely excited about
Excellent.
This. I know. I can't wait. I just want to videotape Amy's reaction to everything.
You can't.
But
the website
there's
says
no cameras allowed.
What? No selfies?
Nope.
Oh, that's already so been cleared.
Oh, okay.
All's been cleared for us.
Oh, okay.
No, I have video at the table.
Dave's got the hookup.
Oh, great.
Nice.
Yeah, he's the man with the connections.
So that's what we need. We need Amy sitting in a spot that's facing out, so we can have one of the cameras facing her. Mm-hmm. And because I feel like that would be the best, is the reaction without being able to see what she's reacting to.
Because I plan on going and bringing people over to our table just for Amy. And Amy gets to interview them.
You know what,
I think that's the rule. You know if I could get somebody to the table, Amy has to interview them.
Most likely is what's going to happen is I'm going to drink enough that I'm going to be like, oh, take a selfie with me. And I'll be best friends with a bunch of people there.
Oh, hey, can I hold on to your nipple rings while we take this picture?
No, I don't think I'd go that far.
You want to spank my monkey?
Yeah, that's good. So if anyone wants to know what that means, you got to show up for us Saturday. Because we are going to have a monkey there for spanking.
No whips or chains, please.
Better make that damn clear.
Well, all right, wait. It depends on how much they're willing to donate. Just saying.
Maybe I should pack some magazines.
Yeah, you know, I might want to put a little padding back there. Just saying. So on that note.
You're going to come out of there black and blue.
I'm going to have to call off work in the morning. I can't get to the banks. I can't
walk. What's
wrong?
Are you sick? Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go with
sick. I just can't sit down.
I'm having butt problems.
Wow.
I've swollen like a monkey's butt.
You know how you see those monkeys and their asses are all red? Yeah, I'm that.
Yeah, that's pretty much sums up his night.
That's funny.
It's going to be fun.
You wanted to do it.
We do.
No, I was talking to a husband.
I know he does.
Okay.
But we all want to do this.
Well, yeah.
It's like a group thing. We kind of like peer pressured him into it anyways at this point. Right?
I mean, signs have been made.
Right. You know, the commitment is there.
Yep. No turning back now.
No, definitely not. So are we going to go on to the urban legends, or do you want to do one more drunken confession?
Let's do one more drunken confession.
All right, because these are lame, but this one's funny because we each have a couple really good ones on this one.
Oh, good Lord.
What is your worst blonde moment, Amy?
Oh, my God. The worst?
Well, I can think of the one we had together.
Well, I can think of yours.
I know what mine is. I'll tell mine. You tell yours.
I don't know what mine is.
Like, oh,
the
my
worst?
Gosh,
what
come
are
on.
You thinking about?
What was in my driveway?
Oh. Well, there was two incidents, but I'm assuming you're talking about the crayfish that yes. I thought was a scorpion. I was like, it's a scorpion in your driveway.
You didn't even say scorpion. I knew what you said. Oh, my God. It's a, and I just started dying because I knew what you meant.
I was thinking in my head, but in my defense, why was a crayfish in your driveway?
I still don't know.
I stepped outside of her back door to
go smoke.
Animals and birds will pick them up, and then if they get pinched, they'll drop them.
I was smoking at the time, too.
It was so weird.
So we went outside.
Like, do you live near fish bones?
No.
They got a
woods
in the
back. We don't live near fish bones. We do not live. The closest body of water is probably 5 miles away from our house. And we were drinking one night, and we go outside to have a cigarette.
I grew up in a region where they are called crawfish.
All right.
Yo, get the crawdaddies.
You have crayfish, crawfish, crawdads, different regions.
Yeah, we were crayfish.
Well, I don't know where this, what region this came from. It ended up in Taylor.
Yeah. We went outside to go have a cigarette, and Amy looks down. She goes, oh, my God, it's a, and I knew it. I just started laughing because I knew what she thought it was. I knew she thought it was a scorpion.
Yes. Well, because, you know, back before husband, obviously, I had a boyfriend that owned two scorpions in a cage, and they got out. He couldn't find them. I never stayed at his house again after that. So my thought was somebody had one as a pet, and it got out, and it was in her driveway.
Yeah, but no, it was a crayfish sitting in the middle of my driveway.
It was also dark. We were drinking, and I think I had bleach on my hair, too. So
I think we were doing hair. Yeah. I was laughing so hard. I'm surprised I didn't wet myself. I might have a little. It was pretty bad. It was really funny.
It was.
Dave, do you have a blonde moment?
Dude, not really. Like, I have guy sight moments where, like, I'm not capable of seeing something that's right in front of me. The girl that I had a girl that I dumped because of too many blonde moments.
Hers or yours?
Hers.
You just didn't want witnesses?
No, hers. No, literally.
All right, just making sure.
No, literally, it was one of those things where I was like, you're not hot enough for me to keep dealing with this stupidity. One was we were driving around some commercial came on for Ponderosa. Remember Ponderosa Steakhouses?
Oh, yeah.
And they were talking about their steaks. And she went, oh, my God, like, when did they start serving snake at Ponderosa? I was like, no, steak. Shut up. Number two, there are three of these. Number two was when driving back from Boston and cop pulls me over, asks for my license and registration, and I give him my license, and he looks at my license and he goes, Dave, huh? He's like, oh, well, you were driving. He's like, I thought your name was going to be Mario. And he walks back to his car. She's like, oh, my God, do you know him? Like, did you meet him somewhere and give him a fake name? I'm like,
oh, my God.
Number three in the kiss of death was when we were driving around and Rick James' Super Freak came on. And she went, oh, my God, he totally stole the song from MC Hammer. Done. I'm done. I can't. I don't care how big your tits are. I don't care how hot you are. I can't. I can't do this anymore.
Now, do you have a blonde moment, though? That was the actual question.
Honestly, I'm usually not the blonde moment. Like I said, I have guy sight moments where, like, I can't see something sitting right in front of me.
But you don't have, like, a time. Like, one time my ex-husband said to me, oh, my God, they found this really grisly discovery up north. And I'm like, we don't have grizzlies in Michigan. And I was just like – and then all of a sudden I stopped and I went, oh, never mind.
I mean, because you have to, like, my natural reflex is usually sarcasm. Like, when shit like that happens, like, I'm sitting around with a bunch of friends and we're watching the news and story comes on about a guy who tried to kill himself by putting a shotgun underneath his chin and then pulling the trigger and then he flinched. And so all he did was blow his chin off.
And looks like shit.
No, and literally my first thing was, oh my God, how is he ever going to put pillows in pillowcases again? like, that's how my brain, like,
I have that. I have the same problem with those horribly inappropriate comments that shouldn't come out of my mouth, but they do. But I'm sure you have a blonde moment. You're just not sharing. That's okay.
I'll think.
Jeremy. Right, you think. Jeremy, do you have a blonde moment?
Oh, yeah. I was, like, swimming this one time in this pool, and I swam down, and I found a scratch-and-sniff sticker, and the next thing I know, I was being resuscitated.
What? Seriously?
You know, scratch and sniff at the bottom of the pool.
Oh, my God.
There's our blonde moment.
He's telling a joke. Wait, that was the next one. The next one says, never mind.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a real blonde moment?
No, I can't really think of one.
That's see, guys, typical guys, men. Yeah, guys men are like, yeah, I'm just too freaking cool, man.
No, it's really not. Like I said, like my stupidity tends to fall in other areas. Like I'm a moron 99 times out of 100. But like my stupidity happens in other ways. Like I'm the guy that will open like the where's the butter story is like just I will open the fridge and be like, dude, what are we out of butter? What the hell? And like my daughter will come in and she's like, Dad, the fuck is wrong with you? It's right there.
Yeah.
I'm like, thanks, Sam.
Yeah. Well, there's been plenty of times that I know Jeremy looks at me with a blank stare and he's like, I don't get what you're talking about. And I'll have to repeat it. And mostly it's because he wasn't listening to me the first time.
Yes. Selective hearing.
Yeah.
So my blend moment.
Well, it's like I said, there are two things that every wife, I think, bitches about. The first is that their husband doesn't listen enough. And the second is, I don't know, something they're fucking rambling about. I
don't know. Oh, God.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, usually my blonde moments are like I'm looking for a tool at work and I'm freaking out and I'm in a hurry and I can't find it and it's in my freaking hand.
That's or have you ever been on the phone with somebody on your cell phone? You're like, oh, my God, I'm going to be late. I can't find my cell phone anywhere. That kind of shit. That does happen.
Done that.
I have been on – there you go. So I have been on the phone.
I found Dave's blonde moment.
I've been on the phone with someone and got quiet. And they're like, dude, are you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to find my fucking phone.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you're on it with me right now.
Oh.
I'm going to hang up now.
I have to go.
I'm sorry. I go to box for 2 minutes and feel shame.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, there's been times when I think I've broken up with people just because I've had too many blonde moments with them. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to be with you because you just think I'm too stupid now.
See, Allie was not that smart.
Yeah. So my best blonde moment was with Amy. And I have never told this one on air, right?
I don't know.
All right, because I've told this one a few times. So,
it's the car one,
when,
right?
Yes. When Amy and I were together in, we were in school together, beauty school. Amy says to me, we're going out. We're going out after school. And Amy's like, all right. And I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot my bag inside. So I had to run back to the building to get my bag. And Amy's like, all right, I'll wait for you in the car.
It's pouring down rain, mind you.
Yes. So I'm like, all right. So I run inside. Now, mind you, I never saw where Amy parked. So I run back inside, grab my bag. I come out. It's pouring rain. I go running. I see her silver car. I run up to it. I open the door. I jump in, shut the door, and say, let's go, bitch. And I look, and there's this elderly African-American woman staring at me.
She jumped in the wrong car.
And she looked at me like this. And I got in the wrong. It was the exact
mind
same car
you,
as
Amy's. I'm in my car watching this go down.
Watching me jump in another person's car.
Okay. All right. So then not a blonde moment, but a drunk moment.
No, I was sober.
No. I will give you one that? More. Not right. A blonde moment. So we're in Toledo for a con last year. And so traditionally in Toledo, we do the con and then we go hit all the little dive bars and we just get effing hammered. That's just what we do. And so at one point, like it gets to be like 1:31 and I'm like, guys, like I can't play. I'm gonna get an Uber. I'm all done. I gotta go home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go back to the hotel. I'm fine. And so I call an Uber, and then I get in the Uber and the Uber pulls away from the curb and it felt like we were driving for a really long time. And then the Uber driver stops and he's like, hey, are you Kevin? Like, nope. My name is Dave. He's like, oh, I picked up the wrong guy. And he pulls me over and makes me get out of the Uber. So then I call Bob. And I'm like, dude! I don't know where I am! I was in an Uber, and the Uber was driving forever. And then the Uber driver said, I'm not this guy. I'm not Kevin. And he made me get out of the Uber. And now I'm lost, and I don't know where I am. I don't know where I am.
And he's like, didn't start crying, did you?
And Bob's like, no. Bob's like, dude, just chill for 2 seconds. He's like, what do you see? And I'm like, I see a pink sign and it says eat and bar. And he was like, dipshit, you're like half a block away. Hold on. And Tulio comes running across the street because Bob doesn't run. Tulio comes like literally, I was a half a block away from the bar where I got in the Uber. And gathered me up and life was good.
That's
hilarious.
That's funny. Yeah, ours. Thank God.
So, kids, always check you're getting the right Uber.
Oh, and make sure you're getting in the right car.
How could the Uber take you back?
Well, they did.
I don't care where I just get the hell out.
Right.
Let me push on the Apple.
I can be Kevin. Kevin going to the hotel. I'm going too, because if Kevin's going to the hotel, I'm going to.
I'm Kevin tonight. Yeah, no, with Amy and I, though.
I'm a private dancer.
Amy and I were laughing so hard that we couldn't even drive after, because I was apologizing up and down to this woman, but I think she was just thinking the whole time, get the hell out of my car. Because I'm like, oh my God, I'm so, because I couldn't believe I did that. I jumped in, I'm like, let's go, bitch.
She thought she was getting hijacked.
Oh, she did. And I'm just like, I was mortified.
So
and Amy and I were laughing. We sat there in the car just laughing for 10 minutes. Because
I mean, tears down the face.
Oh, yeah.
We were
dying. And Amy's like, what did you just do? I'm like, oh, my God. And I think the worst thing is the way I jumped in the car. But, yeah, you know. So now I'm a little more careful. Now, there was another time that I came out of a bar. And I went to my car and I tried getting into it and it wouldn't open. The door wouldn't open. So I went to the passenger side. Maybe the lock was broke. Tried the passenger side. I went around my car three times before my friend stops me and goes, maybe you should try the one next to it. Some asshole with the identical car as me parked right next to me. And I tried getting into their car.
No. So I had that happen. So back in the days before key fobs, when you had two car keys, one for the door, one for the ignition, I had a white Honda Accord. And I walk out of the mall and go to where my car was, open up the door, throw the ignition key and unlock the door, throw the ignition key in, and it won't start. It won't turn. And I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, God damn. And so I'm getting all pissed off about this. And then I look around and I'm like, this is not my car. Like, these are not the things that I have in my car. What the hell? And same, right next to it is
my car. Yeah.
So I call the dealership and I'm like, dude, like, so I have issues. Like how
well, we
and I locked the door and all, like, for the car that I got in. And so that's when I learned, like, so apparently at one point in time, there were only like 32 different
keys,
door keys, but like kajillions of unique ignition keys. And
sense.
So you might have been able to get into the car, but you wouldn't be able to start the car.
Steal
and I'm like,
their stuff, but you
heard,
can't steal the
I've
car.
I've heard somebody else that happened to before too. I wish I could remember the story, but you're not the first person I've heard that happened to.
That was not cool.
No.
Well,
no,
they
no,
only
no.
make like for a long time. They didn't only make maybe 50 keys for a few million cars, and the only difference was the little chip inside the key getting learned to the computer.
Yep.
So my favorite, though, when it comes to getting in the wrong car was somebody told me the other night about how they went to get into a car. They had come home from a trip and it snowed and it was in long-term parking at the airport. And it snowed. So the guy comes out. He finds his car because he couldn't remember. It had been, you know, a week. Comes back. He cleans off his car and everything. And he tries the key and it won't open. So he thinks it's frozen. And he's like, I'm exhausted. I've been gone all week. So he picks up finds a rock and busts the back window out, reaches through, opens up the driver's side. He's like, I don't even care. I'll just replace the window later, you know, because he was just so exhausted. Gets in the car and realizes that it's the wrong car.
So what do you do? Turn yourself into the cop?
He had to. He did. He actually called and said, I just broke this person's window.
Aw, that's a bad day.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, it could always be worse. Like, you know.
So I'm going to give a shout out to the journalist who got to write this headline.
Okay.
Because this is the kind of headline that they wait their entire lives for.
Oh, I want to hear this.
A quote-unquote extinct Taiwanese leopard spotted for the first time in 36 years.
But bum.
Wah, wah, wah.
That was bad. That's bad. It's bad joke night. And that was actually my next one. It was tell me a joke. So Dave's just full of them tonight. So,
all right. Well, let's get our urban legends going.
Amy's like, let's go. Let's go. Come on.
All right, let's
along.
Go.
Move along. Nothing to see here.
We'll come back to some.
Well, Amy,
confession.
You know what? You did all the work. So you've got to like go ahead and like.
All right. So I have a couple urban legends here. The first one I was going to start off with Harry Houdini, because I just learned this. I know who Harry Houdini is. You guys all know who he
is. I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yep. He lived from 1874 to 1926 when he died on Halloween night right here in Detroit.
Yep.
At the age of 52.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that part. The part I didn't know was how he died.
Punched.
Yeah, in the stomach.
There's so many urban legends about that, though. So his official death certificate says appendicitis.
Yep.
Yes.
One report does say that he was punched several times to test his tolerance, and that's what caused the appendicitis. Another one is that he was actually poisoned by a radical spiritual group that caused the appendicitis. Him and his wife, Bess, They were really into the spiritual world as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And before he died, his wife and him came up with like a secret code phrase.
Yep.
So that they could try to reconnect with each other when one moves on. So every year, his wife, Bess, on October 31st, would try to hold a seance to connect with him. However, it is reported after 10 years, she gave up. She never did connect with him. But there is a spiritual society that still does this every Halloween night.
Did she
night.
Tell anyone what the safe word was? Or not safe word, but their... sorry.
Could have been their safe word. Actually what it was... Yes.
Sorry, remember the kids, the safe word is meatloaf. Because I would do anything down, for love, but I won't do that.
I didn't write it down, but it was lyrics from a song. So it was kind of lengthy.
She did tell somebody, though.
Yeah. She wrote it in a book.
Finally.
I think she wrote a book, and that's how they found out.
Well, so, and honestly, like, some of the cooler shit about him is, like, so, like, he actually trained himself to make himself throw up because he would, like, swallow keys, and that's how he got out of a lot of chains and that kind of thing. But, like, his biggest gimmick, and this is what people, like, never understood, is he would always tell the audience, okay, I want you to go find the biggest ropes you can. Because, like, so the bigger the rope, the easier it is to get out of.
Yes.
So they'd go find, like, the shipping ropes and wrap him up in those and that kind of shit. Well, there's always more wriggle room when it comes to, like, if somebody would have wrapped him up with piano wire, he'd have been screwed.
Right. Yeah. But that goes with the times, too. I mean, 1900s.
They didn't know.
Like, they didn't know. You could have fooled anybody with anything.
Are you telling me people were stupider back then?
Just
seriously, think about that. Were they really stupider?
No, they just didn't have Google.
There was less trial and error. Now, you know,
I'm sure somewhere in that room there was a guy like me going,
bullshit.
Could we not get the biggest ropes?
Yeah, I call bullshit. I would have, like, I can't imagine, you know, even umpteen years, if I was born like 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, 80 years ago, that I would be any stupider.
Well, I mean, you would have been because you wouldn't have had access to education 80 or 100 years ago.
You'd
have been a quaint little housewife.
But do you really think education goes with intelligence?
Well, yeah, because 60 years ago, access we didn't know.
I don't think education and intelligence go hand in hand. I believe that education.
I don't mean formal education.
It's not school education. We're talking about.
I ain't talking about no book learning.
There's been so much, like, things have evolved so much. I think the humans.
The humans. So you're talking about like it's somebody other than you. The humans that are out there right now.
Yeah.
God help us all.
We've advanced more because technology, science, everything has advanced more. So you think
we're getting smarter, huh?
Yeah.
But I have actually
at the same time, I think of all that's making people dumb down too.
Education that we're getting.
But, it can go one of two ways.
When I was in high school, the person that had the highest IQ was hit twice. Reading a book, crossing the street by a car, and she now works as a Walmart greeter.
Because book learning, but no common sense.
Pretty much. You're going to figure out how to tie her shoes properly, but she knew every answer's on the test.
Well, that's like people who, people are, you know, there is that line there between.
Well, even Einstein couldn't operate a belt buckle.
Yeah, but that was my point. It's just like, I don't know.
It's the Dunning-Kruger effect. That's what I was looking up.
If education should go hand in hand with intelligence.
Well, no, because dude, there are people that have never, like, that didn't go to college that are smarter, that know more than anything. Like, dude, my degrees have nothing to do with what I do day to day at all, ever. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying that, but take it back 80 years. As a woman in, what, in 1939?
Yeah, we weren't allowed to think back then.
No. So a different world.
That's true. That is true. There was so many.
See, you could have just saved 5-6 minutes of bullshit by just going, Dave, you're right.
Wow.
Yeah, those words are not ever coming out of my mouth. So you can hold your breath on that one. It ain't going to happen. Okay, but no, I love Harry
Houdini.
Speaking
of other urban legends.
Amy came up with a few more, but I do love the Houdini. He is awesome. And he died here.
Big Houdini fan. The Freaks Come Out at Night. One of my favorite jams ever, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So have you guys ever heard of the Michigan Triangle? This is new to me. I didn't know there was such a thing.
I've heard of the Golden Butthole.
All right.
Yes. The Golden Butthole is in...
It's on Hall Road. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen the Golden Bottle?
That wasn't me being a jackass.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I know. Dave is normally a jackass. No, it's this is actually big, a real thing.
So Macomb Township put this giant
circle,
golden circle, like up on Hall Road.
Oh, I think I did see this.
And is mad that everybody keeps calling it the Golden Butthole.
Oh. Serves them right.
Fun story, because of like the night we had this conversation on the air. If you go to goldenbutthole.com, it redirects to IT and the D.
Because
one
awesome.
Of our one of our one of
did
our
did you
jerk,
get drunk and buy
no
that
one
domain?
Of our jerk guests did.
That's even better because I know you have that love of buying domains.
It's a thing we do.
You guys do.
All right, so the Michigan Triangle. This is like the Bermuda Triangle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, but it is located in the center of Ludington, Benton Harbor, and Milwaukee.
Benton Harbor is not a nice area.
No, I've
no
never been
to anyone
to...
who's down well,
oh,
there.
Oh, so that's but... like Michigan then?
No, that's yes, over by. Okay. That's like just this over here.
So
no, it's up here.
No, it's no. It's Benton Harbor's down here.
But Milwaukee's way up here.
Benton Harbor is down here. That's where Benton Harbor is.
No, you point at Chicago.
Benton Harbor is right here.
Quit arguing.
Yeah, don't great, argue with me. I know where Benton Harbor is.
Great,
it's right
great
here.
Radio.
Okay, so the creepy occurrences that happen in this triangle include shipwrecks, UFO sightings, and missing planes. I personally have never heard that Michigan had their own version of.
You know what? I have heard about this. Now that I'm looking at it, I totally have.
Yeah, so it started off with the disappearance of Captain George Donner. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah. Well, is he part of the Donner Party? well, it's because of the Donner Party. You know, you remember the stories about
Well, no, there was one before that in 1921. The Rosa Belle was a ship that apparently they found capsized, and they have no idea why.
Okay. And then in 1937, the captain of this ship disappeared from his captain's cabin with the door locked from the inside, and they never found him. He was never heard from again.
Okay, so I'm guessing the triangle goes from here to here and then over there.
That's
what it does.
That's what it looked like.
Because Benton Harbor's down here, Ludington's up here.
Yeah, Ludington's way
and
up
this
there.
Isn't Milwaukee, it's Manitowoc.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I did.
Manitou Island?
No, Manitowoc.
Manitowoc. Okay.
Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it's Jimmy. The triangle goes from us to Wisconsin, but it's up higher. So, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, because I know Benton Harbor is right below. Like, if you're going to Grand Rapids, it's just a little bit further west.
I really wish I had more time to research this. I did only, you know, I only had 2 days to do all this.
Is this a jab at me for not?
Well, no, and there was an airplane.
The airplane in 1950 was the most recent I found, but I feel like there's more if I would have been able to do more research and gone to different websites.
No, I mean, those are the big three. The airliner that just, they had no idea why, gone.
Yeah, just disappeared.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah, the one that disappeared, they never found it. Yeah, Lake Michigan.
Yeah,
they never found it. But it could be one of those things where they made it landed and just hid and pretend like they were
dead. Maybe the aliens took it.
That could happen, too.
All right, and Cass, you have the paper in front of you. I'm going to let you talk about the next one because you found, when I read the story to you, you were like, we have to talk about this.
This one I found extremely interesting, and only because I have like this, I do have like sick fascinations. I hate to admit that, but you know.
We're
when
aware.
It's not a secret.
All right, thanks, guys.
We all know you're twisted. Right.
Wow. Who's the bus drivers now? Thank you. All right, so anyways.
Put it back in reverse.
Oh, Jeremy, just wait. All right, so this is about Michigan melon heads. Have you ever heard of melon heads? And this I found was really, really interesting. This is a story, and it varies among other people, but it talks about children born, this is a while back, long, long time ago, with hydrocephalitis. So, you know, swollen heads.
I was gonna ask if this was like Rocky Dennis from Mask.
Yeah. Well, that's elephantitis. God, I know way too much about this shit. Anyway, that's elephantitis is what Mask had. This is hydrocephalitis, which is just the swelling of the brain, which causes when you're developing in the uterus, if your brain swells, then
you're
skull
a pain in the ass to give birth to.
Right. Your skull doesn't connect, so
well,
it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Because as a baby, your skull's not connected, so it can keep growing and separating.
It is soft, so, too, so
yes.
It is
so
able
it keeps
to
separating.
Out.
So if your brain swells, then your head swells when you're a baby. Now, when you're an adult, if your brain swells, you just die because it can't go anywhere.
The other side effect from it was that the rest of your body doesn't develop
as
as much. So you look like have a tendency to look like a child.
It screws up your brain. It screws up your growth hormones because it's all located in your brain. Growth hormones and everything else are all located. I believe it's located in your cerebral stem, isn't it?
I don't know, Dr. Cass.
All right. So I'm just... Dr. Cass, please.
I didn't see the episode of Grey's Anatomy.
All right. So anyway, so this
they
story...
They don't cover that on General Hospital.
Yeah. All right. So this basically the story is... So there was several cases, and it was much more prevalent back when we didn't have the medicine we do now. Nowadays, when children have hydrocephalitis, we can actually do surgeries on people while they're pregnant or abortion. Those are all the different things. So back then, they would have the babies, and they would put them into specialized hospitals like loony bins or whatever you want to call them. So these are small children with very large round heads. And so what happened was all these children got put into a hospital, and the hospital lost funding. So they just shut it down. But these children had nowhere to go and no one to take care of them. They just, like, abandoned them. And so these children were left to be on their own and, like, kind of like raised by wolves kind of thing. They just went on their own in the woods and everything else. So
some of them were some of them were kept, like, trying to do more experiments, because they were...
That's a bad thing. They did experiments.
Yeah, so
there
were some evil doctors out there, and those children also ran away to the local woods.
Well, so, but here's why it's an urban legend. The psychiatric hospital that they were supposedly kept in, there isn't one.
Exactly. Right.
Now, there's a mansion... that kind of looks like a creepy psychiatric hospital. And, all right, like I've always said, the only difference between, like, 50 Shades of Grey and a Criminal Minds episode is the fact that the guy was loaded. So, dude in mansion.
I love that. I never might heard that before. Sorry.
You know, might well have been, like, you know, rich dude. Give me the kids.
Yeah.
Give me the bubbleheads. So
so that's what happened. So so basically, these kids got loose. I don't know how else to put it. They were like abandoned. And so nobody wanted to deal with them. And so they were kind of like.
And now they're afraid of everybody else because of how mistreated they were. So they're taking up residence in local forests.
They're Sasquatch.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're big heads, not big feet.
I'm just saying.
So now what I find interesting about this is. These are all urban legends that this has happened, but I can't find any stories that were not debunked on actual sightings.
Right.
So, do I believe this story? I do not.
No.
I find it intriguing.
Skeptical Dave is pretty skeptical.
Well, there's like the one in Holly, where if you drive down this one road, there's headlights at the end of the road, and no matter how much you drive towards it, the headlights never get closer.
Yeah, they always stay.
They always stay down there. I forget what story that is, but.
I feel like that's pretty easy to prove or disprove.
Yeah.
Just hop on road.
And videotape.
Next.
We want to go debunk these. We want to actually physically go debunk a couple of these, by the way.
I'm not messing with the Michigan Triangle. You're on your own.
What are you roam around the woods and go here, melonhead.
Yes. Now here is one that I want to do.
I got Sour Patch Kids. Kind of look like you, big bubblehead. You want some Sour Patch Kids?
That's kind of what they look like.
Would that be wrong? You guys don't want to do that with me?
No. However, I will go explore the next one.
You guys are no fun.
I want to check out Eloise. Yes. I've wanted to go to Eloise so many years, and they always open it up for a tour. And every time I find out, the tour's already sold out, and I can't do the haunted tour. But I swear, one day I will do this haunted tour at Eloise.
I have no idea what this is.
Well, this year they actually
opened
up.
You don't know what Eloise is?
Eloise is a famous asylum.
I think it's more of a downriver thing, maybe.
It's right there on Michigan Avenue.
Well,
it's in Dearborn, right?
I do have to tell you, husband didn't know about it until he moved here. I mean, he lived in Michigan, but he didn't know about it.
I actually learned about it. I was working at the Kroger's that's there in the corner, and augered into the perimeter wall.
And Merriman Road.
And I spent 20 minutes pulling bricks out, and finally I looked up at the bosses. I think we hit a wall, and he looked over at the insane asylum. He looked back, and he says, you know what? I think we just hit the perimeter yard wall.
No, it was the tunnel.
I hit the wall. They used to have a perimeter wall around the entire premises. And so, they tore most of it down, but they didn't tear all of it down, and then they paved over the area.
Eloise was an insane asylum. And it's an actual truth. Okay,
it was originally opened in 1839, and it was originally an actual hospital. All right, they were the first hospital in Michigan to have X-rays. Over the years, they lost funding. They were also the first hospital to do kidney dialysis in Michigan. Now, when other hospitals started getting bigger and more technology, Eloise turned into a mental hospital. Now, my grandmother actually was a nurse at that mental hospital, but not for very long, because she said the shit that went on in there, she wouldn't even talk about it. I think she worked there a week, and she came home and told my grandpa, right, nope, I'm not going back.
Have you ever seen, like, the shows where they show, like, all the torture things that they used to do to people in mental institutions?
Oh, yeah.
They did that shit in Eloise, and many shock people therapy. Have actually.
All the electroshock. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had an aunt that had shock therapy. And she would I remember being a little kid and her telling us horror stories about her shock therapy and how much it hurt and all the different stuff that came with it. It was horrible.
Well, there used to be all the people that had anxiety or depression. They just shocked the hell out of you.
That was my aunt.
Apparently, if you go downriver, they shock you. If you went to Grand Rapids, they hit you with a vibrator.
Oh, yeah. Kellogg.
There was a lot of doctors that did
hysteria.
That.
Well, Kellogg. Yep. Female hysteria.
Kellogg did that whole thing on that. I would rather be in Grand Rapids. Thank you.
Just saying.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
if you're going to hit me with electricity.
I do believe. Now, I wish I had more time to pull up more facts, but isn't Eloise one of the biggest when it was open? Wasn't it the largest?
Huge.
Mental hospitals in the
United States. It was really big, and
it had it took 902 acres of land and 70 buildings, and all the buildings were connected with underground tunnels.
It was and it's just like one of those really
cool. Snuck into the graveyard
today.
Yeah. It's just bricks and numbers.
Now today, only two buildings still stand.
Yes,
one is
most
a museum.
Of it's gone.
Another one is a homeless shelter. I believe they take in women and children for the shelter.
Yep.
Those are the only two buildings that are left standing. I know that they did a movie on Eloise. I never watched it, but I heard it was absolutely horrible.
So according to this, originally it was a poorhouse.
Yes.
Okay.
And farm. And then in 1945, it was renamed the Wayne County General Hospital and Infirmary. Uh-huh. And so it said in its prime, it had 78 buildings on 902 acres with 10,000 patients and 2,000 staff. It was the largest psychiatric facility in the U.S. Unfortunately, only five of those 78 buildings still remain. And the Eloise Cemetery remain.
Yes.
It says the firehouse, bakery, power plant, commissary, and D building still stand as of February 2019.
So the cool thing about this is if any place around is going to be haunted, you know it's going to be this place.
Yes. There are so many haunting stories that come out of here. And that's why this is one place I would love to go and tour.
Driving past that place at night, the whole place is supposed to shut down except for a small section. But I can remember many times driving by and you look five stories up and there's a light on it.
Yeah. And that place is supposed to be quarantined up there. Yes. We did find across the street down, I believe, isn't it like off a side road of Henry Ruff is the graveyard?
Yeah, it's actually right next to a little area called Little Saigon.
And what's really sad is they disrespected their patients so much is in that graveyard. They are bricks, not tombstones, and they just have numbers
bricks.
On them.
Just paving bricks.
Some of them had logs. No names, no dates. Yeah, just
some of that might go back to even the poorhouse days.
Right.
Oh, very possible.
Yeah, you know, like pauper. I mean, that's like paupers' graves. That's very common.
Oh yeah, common graves.
Yeah,
totally.
I know I can go on for hours about Eloise. I could read about it. I can watch all the documentaries on it. I find it so intriguing. Mm-hmm. So if you are not familiar with Eloise and that sounds something intriguing, I guarantee you will not be disappointed when you look it up. And on that note, let's brighten the mood.
All right. So we're going to do a drunken confession. Yeah, because it's getting dark. It's getting dark.
And it's about to get darker with
the urban legends. Grim.
Yeah.
Well, next urban legend
is really dark. We got to start rolling this bitch up. So anyway, Amy, what's the craziest thing you were told you did when you were drunk, but you don't remember it?
Oh, shit. There's been a few. Quite a few.
most of mine involve you.
No. Well, I'm looking at you and Jeremy right now like... The problem is that usually I don't remember it, but when you guys tell me I did, I'm like, oh, you're right. I did do that.
Yes.
Mine's Dave? Pretty easy.
We've heard that about you. Go ahead.
Slept with the only female senior partner at the accounting firm that I worked for.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Details?
He doesn't remember. Apparently.
Well, so I'm sure he knows.
Well, no, I woke up in my room, so everything was good. But yeah, like, you know, went downstairs, Bloody Marys the next morning. And the guys were all like, dude, like, what happened? I'm like, what do you mean what happened? They're like, well, what happened? And I'm like, what? They're like, dude, like, you two were like all over each other. It was a company Christmas party. Like you guys were like all over each other on the goddamn dance floor, and you went back to her room. Like, nah. Nah. I'm like, dude, I woke up in my room. They were like, nah, probably not till later because, nah. You went back to her room. And like, and as we're sitting there, I'm drinking the Bloody Mary. I'm like, oh. Oh.
Things start coming.
Oh, shit, I did. I'm going to have to quit.
That was the last time Dave worked there.
No, I mean, it was, no. Actually, she was very, very cool about it. It was just one of those things that happened. And yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, my youth.
Ah. Mine were recent. But go ahead, Jeremy.
I'd say there was one time when I was in high school, I was partying and my buddy's mom had Crown Royal, but she was hiding it from everybody and I busted her on it. So I helped her polish the bottle off. And in the morning, I woke up in a pile of clothes. And then I found out at some point.
Did you bang your friend's mom?
No, I didn't bang my friend's mom.
Was your friend's mom named Stifler?
I was one of the few that had a car.
Jeremy banged his friend's mom.
But I was one of the few guys that had a car, and nobody drove my car because half the time they didn't pay for gas. So you ain't going to borrow my stuff.
Right.
But apparently I lent a car out, and at sometime like 4 or 5 in the morning, these people that borrowed my car that I lent my keys to got pulled over and got the car searched. But they're like, go. But I didn't even find this out until I started asking questions because the next morning – my glove box was open and my insurance was no longer in my glove box, which meant the cop that pulled them over still had all the paperwork for my car.
I feel like this is a story that you're still confused about this to this day.
Well, it's because I wasn't really coherent. It's just secondhand stories coming to me. I drank with my buddy's mom and woke up in a pile of clothes the next morning. Later on, I find out my car was taken for a long time, apparently. Wow.
Amy?
And it burnt all my gas up.
Oh.
Dicks.
I can't think of a good story. Honestly, I can't think of like anything good. Like
that you don't remember?
Yeah. Like okay, why did I woke up? Why is my ankle swollen? Oh, because drunk ass Amy fell. I mean, things like that. Because
you missed the chair at the White Horse.
No. Oh. Oh, damn.
Actually, that chair was broken.
Oh, damn. So, unfortunately.
The seat wasn't attached to it. So, when she slid over, the seat went off the chair.
People, or I broke people it.
I thought you just missed it.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
It could have been a fumble.
People enjoy telling me about stuff when I do when I'm drunk that I don't remember. I would have to say I actually have two instances.
Hey, is this your shirt?
That one. I have that one at Penguin Con that I came home with Dave's shirt. I returned it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. But I have to take Dave's word on why I was wearing his shirt.
Well, because you still don't remember how you got it.
Well, Dave
It was simple. So I was running around trying to find Steph. So, like, Steph had literally just started her new meds. And so she wasn't sure how alcohol interacted with them. Well, they hit her really hard with alcohol. And so, like, idiot that I am, I'm at one of these parties and she goes, hey, can I have your cigarettes? I want to go grab a smoke. So I give them to her and, like, literally not even 30 seconds later, I go, oh my God, she's tanked. And I just set her loose in a hotel full of weirdos. I got to go find her. So I go, like, run and she's like, she's already in the elevator and gone. And I'm like, fuck. So I got, like, while I'm trying to find her, I get down to the lobby and I'm looking around, I'm figured she's going outside to smoke. While I'm in the lobby, Cass comes walking through and, like, is all pissed off because she spilled something on her shirt. And I'm like, okay, hold – just wait. So I go walk outside.
I don't remember any of this.
So I go walk outside. Steph's not out there smoking. And I'm like, all right. I'm like, here. here's a shirt, go to the bathroom, change. She comes back out. Cool.
Yeah, there's the mystery of the shirt. Well, Dave also found me because I got lost that day, too. Yeah. Dave was like our savior for like me and Stephanie, I guess. So, but the other thing that I found really funny was the last time Amy and I were in Grand Rapids. And we were... All right, so we end up at some restaurant bar. And my last recollection was Amy telling the bartender, will you give me a free drink if my friend shows you her boobs? Do you remember that, Amy? I remember that.
I don't remember that part.
Oh, yeah. You offered, you asked him if he would give us free drinks if I flashed him.
I don't remember that at all.
Anyway, so after that sometime, we actually ate, Amy says.
Yes.
I guess I smashed a burger.
Yes.
And then as we're leaving, Amy tells me that I took the menu.
Okay.
Now, I know I know this is true. Because the menu was sitting on the dresser in the hotel room the next day. It was a nice menu, too.
It was a nice restaurant and bar. It was kind of fancy.
Yeah, it was fancy.
And you stole the menu.
She also tried to lean over and steal the tab from the bar that I had to stop her from doing. Like, we were sitting at the bar, and we ordered food. And when the bartender walked away, she was, like, trying to unscrew one of the tabs, like, I need a souvenir. And
oh,
I was
a like, tap. Oh, a tap.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, a tap.
Tap handle.
And I'm like, Cass, sit down. Like, what are you doing? I think that's when I started sobering up and I was like, get this food in me. Stop drinking. Cass is drunk.
So smashed
Cass
food.
Is stealing souvenirs.
She smashed a whole burger. The next day she woke up. She was like, I have indigestion. I was like, it was that huge burger.
We ate. Well, so then Amy says to me, she goes, so as we're leaving, she says, you stole the menu. I'm like, what? What are you even talking about? She walks over to the dresser and picks up the menu and shows it to me. You stole this. I'm like, what do you mean I stole this? She goes, as we're walking out, you decided to grab the menu. And I tried to stop you. And you're like, no, they want us to take
this.
They
wouldn't put it by the front door if they don't want us to take it.
They would not put this right by. And Amy's like, no, that's the hostess stand, Cass.
It's not a paper menu. It's like laminated. It's like
this
big. It's
a really nice menu. Amy,
it's at the hostess stand.
And Amy's like, that's a hostess stand. I'm like, they wouldn't leave it by the front door if we couldn't take it. So I guess
it's not gonna be here for us to take. They want us to take it for takeout.
I took the menu, and this is what Amy says now. Mind you, Amy honestly could have been the one to steal the menu and just like give me the story.
100% not true.
I'm just saying this could be the issue.
No, it really could be what happened.
But I'm trusting Amy because, you know, she's my BFF. And
100%.
So I'm guessing I actually did.
My boof.
So I'm guessing that I actually did take their menu. So I said to Amy the next day, my answer was, we're not going back there.
Well, you also have to remember, it's very few and far in between that Cass is the super wasted one and Amy's the one taking care of Cass. That rarely happens. Honestly, it only happens when we go on vacation.
Yes. Like when I threw up in my hair.
In Frankenmuth?
We went to Beer Fest in Frankenmuth and I was throwing up in my own hair. And Amy's like, she came over to like help me and then she's like, I can't.
I will see you and raise you, Frankenmuth Oktoberfest. When Bob was utterly convinced that he could just jump. He could like do a little vault over the chain link fence.
Bob. How tall was this?
And
fence?
With all, oh, like maybe 3 feet. Okay. And even with all five of us going, no! Oh, yeah. Ripped pants. Aww. Destroyed his knee.
Poor Bob.
Ripped his pants from like his ass to his knee. It was outstanding. It was
fun. That would have been awesome on video.
That was, yeah.
You could have gotten like so many hits on video with that. Yeah, so that night we're going to go into Frankenmuth here really quick. So because this is one of my favorite stories, and I'm sorry, we're not going to finish your little thing here, Amy, about this because I'm going to the story. So Amy got hit on by a couple.
We've told this story like 5 times.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this story.
Okay,
yeah.
Never mind. All right, sorry.
Skirt.
I'm over this story.
It was the best story ever.
All right, so next, are we doing another Urban Ledrin? Are we doing another drink? What are we doing?
It's up to you guys. What do you want to do? You want to drink? You want to do a Ledrin?
54-minute mark.
Okay, so let's finish
that.
Wow,
we're talking a lot tonight.
Yeah, we're going to save the Urban Legends because the last three we have are super dark. One of them is one that Stephanie came up with, so I want to save that for when she's back on the show.
She's super dark, yeah.
So so the last three, you guys will have to stay tuned to episode 23.
Nah, I'm going to pick one.
I will.
Amy's like, don't throw it. Don't throw it. I'll chuck that bitch across the room.
I'm sure you would.
100%.
And I'm grabbing.
Make it good.
What is the longest conversation you've ever had with someone? That was a Dave one.
I know. That's one of Dave's.
Because I have a funny story about that.
Well, all right, Dave. Dave has a funny story about everything.
No. So to this day, and I still don't know who this was. So when I was 16 years old, and it was right after my mom had died.
It's 4 years after he lost his virginity.
Uh-huh. For those keeping score at home. So my mom had died, and my idiot stepfather had told me that he was going to take my kid sister and go down to Pennsylvania and Virginia to visit family, and did I want to go? And I'm like, no, I'm going to stay here. So I was literally left at home for a month. In New Hampshire.
At 16?
Yeah. Literally, like weeks after my mom had died. Phenomenal decision making he had. And so one night, it's like, I don't know, 11 o'clock, and it was just like one of those, like, and there were always people at my house because it was like, obviously, duh, parents are gone. It's like party central. And so the phone rings at like 11 o'clock one night, and I pick it up, and I'm like, hey, this is Dave, because that's how I've always answered the phone. And this female voice just says, hi. And I was like, hey, who's this? She's like, I don't want to tell you. I'm like, okay, whatever. What's up? And, you know, and we wound up like having one of the deepest, like we literally talked until the sun came up.
With a complete stranger?
With a complete stranger. And to this day, it drives me nuts. Like I have, like when I went back from our reunion, I offered, I'm like, I will keep buying drinks until someone fesses up about this story. Cause like all my friends know that it still bothers me. Like It was crazy. Like we talked about life, the universe. And
it was somebody your age?
I'm assuming based on the voice, yes.
Okay.
And I'm just, but like literally talked to this person for God, 6-7 hours, about anything and everything. Probably one of the like deepest, best conversations I've ever had in my life. And to this day, I have no idea who the hell it was.
Wow.
That is deep.
That's intriguing. That would drive me freaking bonkers too.
It
It does, but there's kind of like a fun, mysterious aspect to it.
Yeah.
You know, there really is. It could have
made you who you are today.
Like, yeah. Well, no, it's one of those things where like I just want to know. Like I just, like for the love just of God, you know? Like it just drives me like it's like when I think about it. I'm like, seriously, like who that, like that was possibly the best.
And that is weird that you've had this and you can't even put a name to.
No.
That is.
Hmm. All right, Jeremy, longest conversation you ever had with someone?
I'm having a hard time like pinpointing definitively the exact conversation and which one it was. But I know for sure it was with your cousin Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
From Florida?
He's a talker.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he will sit there and for
St. Patrick's
hours.
Day was fun with him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a riot.
He's fun.
Is. He's fun to hang out.
Yeah, but when he gets
but
deep.
But when he gets going and deep.
Yeah.
Go forever.
Yep. I put myself to bed. I'm like, Jeremy, sorry. You're stuck with him.
Me?
Yep. All right. What are you?
So my husband, when Tom and I were first dating, he came over to my apartment when I lived in Rockwood. I had a townhouse and he came over and the two of us sat there one night. And turned the TV off. We had like cheese and crackers on the table, a couple drinks, and the two of us sat there talking from, and this is what amazes me, no TV, no cell phones, nothing. And we just sat and talked for about, I would have to say 7 hours. Seriously, we just really got to know each other. We discussed life, dreams, ambitions, everything. And it was just one of those really cool moments in life that I wish I could get back. Because once those moments are gone, you really can't get them back. And it's just like, it just becomes like a memory that kind of fades over time. But yeah, that's probably one of the reasons why I married him. That's just kind of cool. Amy?
Aw.
No, don't go there. It's not an aw thing.
I think the one of the longest conversations and deepest conversations I've had is going to have to be with my grandfather, Grandpa Watson. He would tell you stories for hours, but there was one particular night that he told us, he got really deep about him and my grandma and his friends, and he was the last one alive. And we sat with him for 2-3 hours, and he just went on about how great his life was and the dreams that he had.
That's awesome, though.
And that is probably one of the best conversations. So when he did pass, which was very shortly after that conversation, mm-hmm. I was kind of at peace with it.
That's awesome.
Because I knew he was ready.
No, that's really cool. Because I remember having conversations with my dad and my mom about their family. And you learn family history yeah. and stuff like that. And you don't really get a lot of that these days.
Nope.
Well, your grandfather was very interesting in the fact that he could tell you the same story 10, 15 times. But it was only the story between you and him. Everybody else he had different stories with.
Yeah. Yeah, he gave different versions of like the World War II stories.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, I got stories that he told me a few times that he never told anybody else.
Yeah.
All right. Now, on that note, I think it's time to wrap things up.
Yes.
Are we going to wrap things up tonight?
Yep. So
you should always wrap it up. All right. So I have one right here.
Oh, I have a cool one.
Oh, I have this one right here.
All right. So again, if you guys forget, we will be live at the Kink Ball this Saturday. Doors open at 9 o'clock, and we will be on air live at 9 o'clock.
Whatevs. Yeah.
So tune in, download the.
Might just leave the mics live all night and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. With this, we don't know how it's going to play out. So I feel like if you download the app and you tune in and listen to it live, you're probably going to get some shockers.
You will probably hear some things that will never make the broadcast.
Are you talking about the shocker? Exactly.
Whoa. Bigger fan of the Spocker.
Spocker. You know.
And it begins. All right. And again, if you guys want to be a guest on Drunken Confessions, go to our Facebook. Go to our Facebook page.
No, do not just tell people to show up for the love of Christ.
I'm joking. Nobody shows up. It's okay.
No, but if you tell them they can't, you don't understand. No, you don't understand.
If you build it, they will come.
That's what the guy who built the first vibrator said. No, I literally had to have a talk with one of our shows because they were creating Facebook events for their recording sessions that people thought they could just show the fuck up to at the studio.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
And was the studio big enough for all these people that were showing up?
No, but that's not the point. The point, there's not just supposed to be random people showing up at shit.
Right. I totally agree. You should have all right, so if you want to come,
please email us because I'm also big on a scheduler and having our organization going. So I would like to know in advance.
Well, yeah, because the last thing you want is like 37 people to show up one night and then like zero for the next 6 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so totally email us.
I just describe my entire life in one sentence.
And you can email us at mydrunkenconfessions@gmail.com. And you can also go to facebook.com/mydrunkenconfessions. Yay. Hit us up there. And
so
we will see
now?
You next week at the or Saturday.
Saturday.
Listen, this was the pregame show. Next week will be the recap postgame.
Oh, next week we're going to talk about
game
the
game tape.
Yes.
All the good stories.
Well, that's what we said. We're not even going to plan next week's show because it's just going to probably be about what we experienced this weekend.
All right. So on that note, who's got our cheers, Cass or Jeremy?
Jeremy, which one are we doing? Yours or mine? You pick.
I'll do mine.
Jeremy, do yours.
Mine.
Cups are up. Mine.
Yep, beers are up.
Mine.
And here we go.
Mine.
Here's to it and from it and to it again. And if you don't do it, when you get to it, you never may get to do it again.
Cheers.
I'm so confused.
I know. You'll go back and re-listen.
Right?
All right, cool.
Mind freak.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We love you.
Love you.
Meep meep.
Really?